We have the tone for burn cutoff on Delta B. Roger, Domo, Juno, welcome to Jupiter.
Our largest planet in the solar system, Jupiter, gets a moon this week, named for the wife of the Roman god King. The NASA orbiting Juno probe spacecraft is 66 feet wide and 15 feet high. Little Juno took about 5 years to get to Jupiter, and its mission will be to observe the behavior of the gas giant planet while sharing space with its proper moons. This is the sound Juno picked up as it crossed the bow shock, where Jupiter's magnetic field plows through the solar wind. Lots more on Juno's mission now. I'm joined by our good friend who would drop everything and go to Jupiter himself for the takeaway. Jason Kendall is adjunct professor of astronomy at William Patterson University. Jason, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here.
All right, pack your bags and get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
So the Juno spacecraft is one of, it seems to me, in a series of spacecraft that go not to the planet's surface, but orbit and mapping and other kinds of things.
Absolutely. So Juno is just this, it's a mapping orbiter that's going to do about 36 orbits around Jupiter and try to map the magnetic field, map the cloud depth and see how much water is deep inside it. And even more critically and interestingly to me is that it's going to map the interior of Jupiter by looking at Doppler shift as the spacecraft skirts the cloud tops only a few thousand miles above. And as it wiggles closer and farther away, you'll be able to see if it's like how lumpy it is deep inside Jupiter.
And we'll get spectacular pictures.
Yeah, there's the Juno Cam, which is an education public outreach sort of camera that's mounted on the side. And so anybody can actually submit a request to take a picture.
What do they know about the features that you can observe through a telescope on Jupiter? I mean, there's a big storm, which is what the spot is.
That's right. I mean, one of the biggest things is that nobody really knows what the interior of Jupiter is. So it's a huge mystery. So part of the Juno mission, in fact, the core of the Juno mission is to determine the origin of Jupiter and what's inside it. And so, I mean, we don't know how the red spot forms. Mm. We don't know how it drives. So it's been going for at least a couple hundred years, and nobody really knows what powers it, how deep it goes down. People figure it's an anticyclonic hurricane that's twice the size of the Earth. But, I mean, other than that, it's like how deep does it go? Because we know that hurricanes on Earth go only as deep as the water or the land.
It's a stormy planet. I mean,
yes.
Where is all the energy coming from to generate all those storms?
Well, the storms all come from the interior. All the storms on Earth come from the heat of the sun that warms the Earth and drives the water convection. But on Jupiter, it's still hot from its formation 4.5 billion years ago. And that's a B with a billion with nine zeros after it. So it's still hot. And so all the heat's still trying to escape. And as it does so, it churns the clouds above it and makes these enormous, enormous cloud patterns.
Do we think that Jupiter was a protostar, was like a star that didn't make it?
Yeah, pretty close. That's one way to think about it. Jupiter is about 80 times less massive than a star. And what's interesting about that is that most stars in the sky, I mean, the other night I was out looking at Jupiter, had a bunch of friends, even the photographer was in here just a second ago. He and I were joining us outside up at Windhill Park. We're looking at Jupiter and noticing also in the sky, just scanning around, that a lot of stars are double stars. Most stars in the sky actually are doubles. And Jupiter is a star that basically didn't have enough material to make a double. Mm. So the sun is weird in that we don't have a stellar companion. So all of the material that was the solar disk that didn't fall into the sun, it eventually made its way into Jupiter. And Juno's mission is to actually study exactly how that happened and see, well, how much oxygen is in there, how much ammonia, and where did it form? Did it form farther from the sun or did it form nearer than the sun? And just the simple content of water can be related to that history.
Can Jupiter's moons tell us anything about the early formation of the solar system? And will Juno have anything to do with those other moons?
No, unfortunately, that was the Galileo mission when it arrived in 95 and went till 2003. So it won't be actually imaging those systems. In fact, the 37th orbit of Juno is specifically designed to crash it into Jupiter so that it doesn't hit one of the moons, because there's an upcoming mission to go to Europa. And Europa is thought to have an enormous ocean of liquid water underneath the ice. And so people are waiting, there's like a few places on.
Well, there's also the Arthur C. Clarke thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Europa. Don't go to Europa.
Don't go to Europa.
The aliens said, yeah. So they don't want to crash anything into Europa.
Exactly.
So in total, is it possible that Jupiter is a little solar system.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the four Galilean satellites that we always see in a telescope. And in fact, if you take a television camera, just a straight up old DSLR, you can actually see the moons by zooming in. It's kind of cool. But there's about 60 or so extra moons around Jupiter, roughly. It's got a ring system that was visible by the Voyager spacecraft. And in fact, they expect to discover more moons around it. So, yeah, it's its own little solar system. And
its moons come from grabbing asteroids.
It actually comes from the formation. Yeah, that's one of the big questions. Almost everything was formed right there all at once. So how did it form? Why did it form this way? These are enormous questions, and they tell us about the origin of the solar system. They'll actually help us understand because of that formation, it's actually a key to understanding how the Earth formed. So it's how Jupiter formed and how the Earth formed are actually linked because Jupiter probably formed first. Exactly how it formed will tell us something about the Earth's formation. So there's a lot of pieces to this enormous, enormous puzzle that we're laying out on the big, big, big table. And so it's just like we're getting the corner pieces for the big puzzle. And Jupiter gives us a couple hundred for this nice big puzzle.
Scientific pieces of puzzle called Jupiter. But we also get to see some unbelievable pictures and fabulous eye candy.
The aurora itself is an amazing, amazing auroral experiment on board. They're going to look at the aurora in infrared and ultraviolet. And the aurora borealis on Jupiter would be incredibly intense. The auroral oval, like the Earth's got a little auroral oval, and it goes around the Arctic Circle. The aurora oval on Jupiter is bigger than the planet Earth by about two or three times. So it's enormous. It varies rapidly over hours. And so, and there's also this, because the radiation environment is incredibly intense.
It's as though I'm there sitting next to Jason Kendall, adjunct professor of astronomy at William Patterson University, not the co-pilot of the Juno. But we are talking about the Juno space probe, which arrived this week.
It arrived. Arrived last night. I was up till 1 o'clock watching it come in. I was a little sad.
I have a feeling that's more usual for you than you make it sound. Jason Kendall, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, with packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs 7 days a week. Learn more at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.